Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Mouth enough!
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read. Respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, we've been preaching about this, and we've got a new play-by-play person at Fox. Baseball.
Oh, absolutely. And you got to be happy. I mean, you know, I think his name is Davis, isn't it? And he's really, really good.
Yeah, you know, he's not.
You cannot sit in the same chair and follow the great Vin Scully unless you're pretty damn good.
Yeah, you know, it's a beautiful thing for me because, you know, I don't like pulling off the wood pile. I want a new guy in there, and they found some new blood, and hopefully it works out. I mean, this is how legends are made. They have to get their first break, so we'll see if Davis is the guy. But we also had the return of a legend that already has gotten his opportunity to the Lynx.
Oh, without a doubt, the Tiger Man. And, you know, before we get to the Tiger, You know what was really odd is that Fox turned down Al Michaels.
Yeah, you know, Al Michaels has always been a guy that wants a lot and wants exactly what he wants. So maybe that had something to do with it in the negotiations. They were just like, all right, man, we're moving on.
And they did.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, something. Sometimes, you know, he's made plenty of money. And so, you know, if you want to be picky like that, be picky. Well, you're on your last hurrah.
Yep.
And so you best better enjoy your last ride and don't make it tough. And you know, when you talk about Tiger, to me, put the oomph back in the Goff. Goff was sucking. I mean, big time.
We're going to get into that. We're going to get into that a little later in the show. Also, we're going to get into Baker Mayfield and where he's going to end up this coming season.
That's going to be interesting.
It is. I don't know where he's going to be, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. We got to run here on Mouthing Off All Around the World.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Mouthing off all over the world.
We're back with Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield.
The continental lover, never forget it.
Never have.
230
never
pounds of twisting steel and sex appeal. And you know something, Jeff? You got your wish, and I'm gonna give it to you. Joe Davis is the new play baseball for Fox. Place, you know, like we talked about in the opening of the show. He sat in the great chair of Vin Scully when he retired with the Dodgers, and then he grew up listening to Joe Buck. Jeff, you wanted a new announcer, you got one.
Yeah, you're right, Eddie. You cannot replace Vin Scully, but you can definitely take that chair over when Vin Scully decides it's time to hang it up, and that's what Joe Davis did. And now he is the new Fox baseball announcer, and Fox, by far, my favorite place to watch baseball. Over at ESPN, not exactly my style. Don't love what they've got going over there. So I'm glad that they've got a guy that I can be excited about on Fox. And I will. And Al Michaels, he passed up a couple of deals hoping to get this Fox job, did he not?
Yes, he did. But the problem is, sometimes you got to be careful what you pass up. Because that Fox deal is not always going to be there. Because I think that they saw what you were seeing, that, okay, I got a real good kid that can sit and call Dodger baseball and make it sound real good, kind of like Vin Scully. I don't want to compare him to Vin Scully because he's a great one. But the bottom line is he's going to be great. This Joe Davis kid is going to be really, really good, and he's good on air. And I think that some of the Fox execs looked at him and said, you know, maybe that's our guy.
Maybe they were listening to Mouthing Off and they were like, you know what? That makes sense what that kid's saying. You know, the reality of it is,
absolutely.
Eddie, do you want maybe 10 more years out of Al Michaels? And does he go down the road of kind of losing his stuff towards the end of a 10-year contract? Or do you want a guy that might be around for 20 years that could be your next Al Michaels? I do the quotations with my fingers. I think it's a great decision to go out and get the new guy and hope that he can become your guy for 20 years, as opposed to, you know, pulling a guy off the shelf and saying, oh, we might get another 5 years out of this guy.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you what. ESPN just picked up their baseball. I can guarantee you that with Joe Buck, and they really their baseball commentators sucked, and they were horrible. And now with Joe Buck, he's going to do the big game, as you know, of the week probably, and it's going to be different with ESPN with Joe Buck there and Troy Aikman with football.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is this. You know that Joe Buck can call baseball. I mean, he grew up calling baseball. And so that's going to be interesting. You know, you're going to put the kid, Joe Davis, in Joe Buck's spot. And Joe Buck, let's see what he does with ESPN. I think he's going to do really good. Because if you notice that ESPN is really picked up their baseball coverage.
Yes.
And that's probably the reason why.
Well, I'll tell you this. The ESPN negotiated a new contract with baseball. They got a lot more baseball. But my problem, I'm going to shield this from the culture that we live in today. Joe Buck will definitely not be a problem calling Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. But it depends on who's in that booth with him, whether or not it's going to be an attractive call of a game to a lot of people out there, or whether they're going to want to, you know, watch their local broadcast of a game or watch something else. It really matters. The audio is secondary to the video in football. The audio is secondary to the video in a lot of sports. Baseball's not one of them. It's a slow-moving sport. There's a lot of talking. There's a lot of color commentary that's necessary in a baseball game. So whoever ends up in that booth with Joe Buck can make or break those broadcasts.
Always remember, who was in there with him before? He was a Cy Young Award winner. He won over 20 games many, many years for the Atlanta Braves. What was his name?
His name was Tom Glavine.
No, it wasn't.
His name was Maddox.
Nope.
I named he's all the other ones.
He's the one that doesn't have the hair.
John Schmaltz.
Right.
I know. I named every other Cy Young award winning Atlanta Braves.
So I think that they're going to team up him and Smoltzy, and they you got a home run right there.
Hey, I'll tell you what, if it's the two of them in there, that's definitely a home run hitting booth, and that'll be a lot of fun to listen to.
And you know, because both of them know baseball, and Smoltzy knows, you know, the ins and outs of pitching and how to you know pitch to hitters, and Buck knows how to call them, and he really, you know, Joe Buck, you got to give him credit. He knows baseball. He really does.
He knows baseball, but he also knows his role. He is the play-by-play guy. He's the broadcaster first. And the beauty of the John Schmoltz pairing is that Schmoltz knows his role. He's the guy that knows the sport better, but he's also a good broadcaster, which it gets lost these days. You know, they throw a lot of people in there that really know the game, but they're not really great broadcasters. I don't want to throw too much shade, but I can bring up a perfect example of this. Booger McFarland. Booger McFarland knows football, but he wasn't a great broadcaster, and it showed, and that unfortunately led to him no longer being a part of that broadcast. But the reality of it is, it is broadcasting, and it's great that the color commentary guy knows the game, but at the end of the day, they need to be a broadcaster. John Schmoltz is a great one. We'll see whether or not that's who they pair him up with.
And those two guys were great together. And, oh, my goodness gracious, I used to love listening to them because I love baseball, and they talked baseball. They knew baseball. They knew what was going on at all times. And it's like you said, Joe Buck, he knew his place, and he turned it over and let the X and O's. It's kind of like Pat Summerall did with John Madden. He turned it over and let him do the X's and O's and football. And now Joe Buck lets him, Smoltzy, do the X's and O's in baseball. And it makes it so much entertaining because they speak from knowledge. Not from sitting on their ass in a booth somewhere calling games. They were on the field that actually they smelled it, they touched it, and they were part of it. And that is a whole different perspective when you're a commentator. And, you know, it's like, well, me, when I talk wrestling, I know wrestling better pretty much as anybody, believe me. And I talk it very rarely because I think it sucks and I'm not happy with it. And you know, there's certain things that I enjoy. And producing television is one of them, Jeff, and doing radio is one of them. But, you know, if I need to deal with wrestling, I'll deal with wrestling. But it's when you look at Smoltzy and all these great guys that stuck together for years, they really meant something, and they meant something to the fans. See, that's what's missing in the NFL. They have lost touch with their fans.
I agree.
Their whole fan base. They have really crapped on the fans, not only with the ticket prices. You know how much it costs to park in Jerry's World?
No, you tell me.
$40.
That's insane.
I mean, that's just getting you, that's just parking. And then you got to walk 92 miles.
So moving on to the next topic we got here, Scottie Scheffler, because everybody needs to know this, because I don't think anybody watched to find out who was going to win unless it was one guy. But Scottie Scheffler won the 86th Masters.
Yeah, and he did a great job. And he's an old Texas boy. You know, he's from Highland Park. He was born in New Jersey, but he grew up in Highland Park.
Your neck's been in those woods.
Well, Highland Park, you know who's from Highland Park, don't you? And those idiots took him out pitching a no-hitter, and you know who I'm talking about.
I do, and it was very disappointing, but there's a lot of mileage on Clayton Kershaw's arm, and they made
more mileage out of him with a no-hitter.
That's what I kind of agree with you, but
like, please.
They definitely ran out the PR. Him. They ran out the PR machine. They want to win the World Series, not that game. So they ran the PR machine out on Clayton Kershaw. And I guess we'll just have to accept that it was the right call to pull him when he was throwing a perfect game.
I'd have hated to be in that locker room when he went in there.
He probably wasn't very happy about it. But sticking to golf.
All busted up.
Tiger Woods is really busted up. You're talking about a segment that fits a guy. He is really busted up. And Jeff, you and all the Mouthing Off Nation, you've got to give the hats off to him for walking. I mean, because he was hurting. He was a hurting dog, boy. And by the time he got to the 18th, he was hurting. He was hurting the whole time. But you know something? It's like he said, it doesn't keep him from playing, it just keeps him from walking.
Yeah.
And you know, because he's got all that titanium in his leg.
He's not ready for prime time yet, but it was nice to see him back out there again. We'll be back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
You can only wish and hope and pray you've had a half a career like him. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. You know, I was just thinking about Jeff. That has the electricity that was at the 86 Masters has not been felt since Tiger has been there. I mean, when he walked on that course, I mean, people lit it up. I mean, it was just like, it's hard to explain the electricity that was in Augusta, and they needed it because Goff was really sucking. They had no stars. They only had, you know, so-so kind of guys. Nothing really that stood out. You know, I'll never forget when I was over at Bay Hill, when I saw Arnold Palmer and Tiger Woods walk out together, and you heard the buzz. There's you know, there's just something about that they bring to the party, and nobody has put a buzz out since an Arnold Palmer. You remember when he used to go play the Masters, Arnold, and he'd have his army with him? That was a buzz behind that army. There was always a buzz. And Tiger has that buzz.
Yeah, they're both once-in-a-generation talents. I mean, during Arnold Palmer's long run, you know, you had a Jack Nicklaus that was there, and he was also a character. There were other characters, but Tiger Woods, I mean, he was a media sensation waiting to happen. They couldn't have had it any better with him being built up since he was a child. I mean, they basically broke him out when he was 4 or 5 years old, brought him onto the scene, and they couldn't have asked for anything more for that guy to go on and have the success in his career that he had. He's had some ups and downs when it comes to his life off of the course, and was in a horrific car accident that, you know, it's yet to be said whether or not he'll ever be able to come back 100% from that. It's very unlikely. 100% is a lot to ask for after those kinds of injuries, but he already came back way quicker than anybody thought he was going to. He showed us that he could play a couple rounds of legitimate golf, and, you know, him out there walking the course, I don't know why he made the decision. I mean, they let Justin Rose go out there in a cart. Maybe Tiger Woods takes a card out there for those first couple rounds and then walks on Saturday and Sunday, the days that the eyes are big.
Always remember, Tiger Woods is old school. Tiger is old school. He wants to do what Arnold did. He wants to walk the course because in his heart and soul, it's not really winning if I'm in a cart. You know, it's like practice.
Yeah.
You know, he's there to win. He manned it up. Let me tell you something. You're talking about a guy, he was a grown ass man, and he walked every one of those. And I'm so proud of him. Not only do I know him, but I'm just proud of him because he's a winner. He's always been a winner, but now, without a shadow of a doubt, he proved to billions of people watching around the world that he is really a winner.
It was fun to watch. I mean, he's obviously a legend in our time. He's the face of golf, even through the turbulent times. He's remained the face of golf, and really, you can look at the television ratings. People watch golf because of Tiger Woods, and they don't watch it as much when he's not there. So golf needs him. He needs golf. And hopefully those two things can remain intact.
Yeah, and you know something, you know, he had his ups and downs. You know, we all have our ups and downs.
If you're under a spotlight like Tiger Woods was,
you know,
too.
As athletes, they always remember this. I'm an ex-athlete. I'm an ex-two-sport athlete. And let me tell you something. I've done many, many things that I'm not happy with. And I'm, you know, that I wouldn't want to. The whole public would know, you know, about, you know, the things I've done with girls and had a good time and, you know, partied hardy. You know, that's what athletes do.
The spotlight was shown so brightly on him, too, that he didn't have a chance to get away
with
anything.
You know, when we get through playing, we go party. Well, if he stayed away from Perkins, he'd have been all right.
It but, turns out.
It's like, you know, he was just close to the house.
Yeah.
What's the problem, you know? And so, but he's such a good human being. He really is. And he's a great father to Charlie.
Yeah.
And you just got to give him credit.
All right. He gets the credit for sure.
Yeah. And you know, he left Orlando because they gave him so much press, kind of like they did Shaq. They, you know, two biggest stars in the world, they ran out of Orlando. That's how come nobody wants to play in Orlando. That's why they call them the Tragic, because they are tragic. It's a tragic they even have a team in Orlando. They need to get rid of them.
Well, I disagree with you there, and I will continue to disagree with you there.
Well, you can, because they got no ball players.
Well, the reality of it is, should they get rid of the Orlando Magic, should they get rid of the stupid newspaper that for some reason still prints at a local newspaper that has the garbage writers that write about these guys? Should they get rid of the team, or should they get rid of what's ruining these teams, these writers that are octogenarians at this point that still cover this team, and they cover it badly, and there's all kinds of drama? I mean, Jonathan Isaac is a new star that was coming out there, and he got all kinds of drama. I mean, there's so many things that are wrong with Orlando media, that the reality of it is the team the problem, or is it the media that's the problem? And I'm going to go with the media.
I'll tell you what it is. You know, as a former pitcher, I'm going to go 0-2. I think they need to get rid of both of them.
Well, I think this town deserves that team, and I think they should keep the team.
No, they don't. Orlando doesn't deserve crap. You know something? They had a great team in the 90s, in the late 90s, in the early 2000s. And you know what they did? They just got rid of the good coaches. They got rid of everybody who was anybody. And it's just nobody wants to play here.
Yeah,
they just don't. They just do not want to play. Ever since they screwed Shaq the way they did, nobody really wants to play here anymore.
Oh, really? Wow. Shaq got screwed and got to go play for the Lakers and win championships with Kobe, and he couldn't even get along with Kobe in L.A. So let's not give Shaq too much.
Matter.
And don't get me wrong, I love Shaq. Shaq's one of my favorite athletes of all time. I've worked with him personally. He's a sweetheart
of
a guy.
Shaq's a buddy of mine, man.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not going to let you run him down.
I'm not running him down.
Something. Kobe Bryant is not the... He wasn't Mr. Congeniality himself.
Well,
come on.
The reality of it is that
you got two big egos and you only got one ball.
Yeah,
so
well,
figure it out.
They didn't make movies in Orlando and Shaq wanted out. Let's talk some baseball. In baseball right now, they're in the National League. The only surprise coming out of the National League right now, and it's not really that big of a surprise because they brought in some big name, is the Mets are looking really good in the National League East. It's early right now. Actually, the Washington Nationals are in second place in that division, so things are going to definitely change when it comes to the NL East. The Cardinals, a mainstay in the Central, they're atop of Milwaukee and Chicago at this point, and they probably will stay that way. They've got Pujols. They're able to use him as a designated hitter, which is exciting for the people of St. Louis. They're happy to have him back. Guess what? NL West, guess who's in the top there? It's the Dodgers. No surprise there. They've got every name in the book pitching for them, hitting for them.
The best team that money can buy is kind of like the Yankees, you know?
Yep.
You know, if you're going to buy a team, and go ahead and win the World Series and give them the rings and get rid of them.
Speaking of the Yankees, in the American League, they're on top in the East, or tied with the Blue Jays in first place. The White Sox, not a huge surprise, but who is a huge surprise is the Cleveland Guardians are looking really good out of the gate. The Cleveland Guardians.
Who do they guard?
Well, it's because of those two guys on the bridge that have been guarding Cleveland for a very long time. It's a name change I don't love, but at least they figured out a way to name it something that means something to that town. We still have the Utah Jazz, which I'm pretty sure that never once has a jazz musician played in Utah, but we have the Utah Jazz. out west in the American League, the Anaheim Angels, which is exciting because that's a team that has one of the best players in baseball.
Well, he just got hurt.
Mike Trout?
Yeah, he got hit by a pitch, and now they don't know, you know, if he's going to be there. He's not. He's always hurt.
Yeah.
He's the greatest baseball player that's always hurt.
Yeah, well, they've also got Shohei Ohtani there, and he is not hurt, and he might be the best player in baseball. And it's exciting to see the Anaheim Angels coming out of the basement, and you know, they got rid of their drug problem that they clearly had that nobody knew about until it was too late. And they seem to be putting things together there. They've got the mad scientist as a manager, so they could be potentially the team to come out of the West, which would be kind of fun.
That'll never happen.
All right, well, while that's never happening, this is definitely going to happen.
Our Jabroni of the Week is your boy, Dan Snyder, owner of Washington, and I'm not even going to call the last name. And Congress sent him a letter to the FCC stating that he broke the law. Well, what did he do? He's been breaking the law forever. So now you just sending him a letter? I mean, why don't they just send each other letters? Because they all breaking the law up there.
I agree. Hey, we'll be right back after this. We'll talk about this after this segment. We're mouthing off all over the world.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding mouthing off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing off. All over the world.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Yourcreditpulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at yourcreditpulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at yourcreditpulse.com.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, teamavenuebaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out teamavenuebaseball.com.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16, in-store only. Coupon required, one per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
Foul the ball all over the world.
We're back with Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield, and we got the jabroni of the week in the last segment, and I want to keep talking about that. It wasn't on the ledger here, but I feel like we do need to talk about the fact that Dan Snyder did have a letter sent from Congress to the FTC accusing him of crimes that, if true, could really, really hamper his ability to get a new stadium, because I don't think they're going to ever be able to take that team away from Dan Snyder. I think he's going to continue to own it, and I don't think he's going to allow anybody to come in and take it from him. I don't think the NFL is going to pull off taking it from him, but he wants to build a new stadium. He wants to build it in D.C., and now that's not looking like it's going to happen. He wanted to build it in Alexandria, Virginia. It's not going to happen there either, so he's back to Maryland. He's going to have to find a new spot to build a stadium in Maryland, which is a real bummer for the fans of that team, because I really do think that where the stadium is now downtown, RFK, would be such a good place to put the Washington football team, Commanders, whatever we're calling them this week. But Dan Snyder is – that story went away so fast, and it makes me wonder if – the other NFL owners said, whoa, 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 whoa. We're all doing that. Can we please stop talking about this right now? I mean, I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but man, did a story that seemed to be so hard-hitting disappear overnight so quickly, because the FTC isn't going to go after Dan Snyder for these. I mean, they amount to pretty much nothing, what he's been accused of. The reality of it is that he's being accused of taking advantage of the fans, and he's being accused of, you know, skimming a little off the top. They all probably have some form of scheme or another that they're cooking their books. Dan Snyder's not going to lose his football team over that. But I read an article that said that there's a pretty good chance that the stadium building could be hampered by all of this bad press. And, you know, the head coach there came out and said, you know, the bad press here needs to go. We need to stop talking about all of this stuff. I mean, they're literally under attack all the time from everywhere, from the news media, from the sports media, from everywhere, entertainment media. That football team has been under attack for years now, and yes, it's because of the owner. But guess what? He owns the team. He's not someone that they can fire. He can't be fired. He owns the team. So all of that stuff is affecting the entire organization top down. He's not going anywhere. He's proven that. They've tried multiple avenues to make the guy go away. It's never going to happen. Let's leave those guys alone to play football for a minute.
Well, they don't play football.
I mean, they have a football team that on paper could be very competitive next year. They've got one of the best. They've got one of the best defensive ends in football who will be coming back from an injury next year. They signed a quarterback who has always been on the cusp of greatness but has never pulled it off. I mean, the best thing to happen to Philadelphia, it turns out, was for him to go down and Nick Foles to come in and win a Super Bowl for them. He goes to Indianapolis. He has the best running back in football, arguably, that's not named Derrick Henry, and he falls apart in the playoffs and loses. So his resume shows that he's not the guy that's going to take you over the top, but he also shows that where he is, you're going to make the playoffs, and you're going to be a team that isn't in the basement. So I think they're out of the basement as long as the media can give them can let them come up for air for a minute and actually focus on football and not everything that's going on in the front office, which, by the way, has not led to Dan Snyder being in any kind of trouble, has not led to anybody else in that organization being in any trouble. The only thing it led to was John Gruden being fired.
Yeah, and that was the wrong thing to do. And it's, you know, Dan Snyder has always passed the buck. And, you know, when I was in D.C., doing my thing up in D.C. for a few months, I went and met with the Skins people. They were the Redskins back then. And if you people have trouble with the Redskins, they were the Redskins for almost 100 years. How about that, pal? And so I went and met with them. They were the biggest a-holes that I've ever met with in my life. And I've been in this business over 25 years. And biggest a-holes, period. And whatever they get, they need to get. And because they don't deserve to win. You know, they got a great fan base, but they don't give them what they need. They're just lousy, lousy people. They suck as human beings. They really do. They just suck.
The reality of it is, though, why? I mean, a lot of people suck as human beings, but we don't put them under 100% constant scrutiny, and we don't go digging around to try to find things that they've done. This is crazy. The amount of
that's Washington D.C., pal. That's K Street. K Street's coming all the way down to FedEx Field. What they need to do is start putting the fingers back at them and start sending those congressman letters about all the stuff they do behind the doors. They should start firing them letters to them, and then all of a sudden they'll shut the hell up.
Well, the reality of it is that Dan Snyder probably could put together a decent legal team to send over to start doing some work over on K Street, and it would be interesting to see who would win that battle, because I'll tell you this much right now, Dan Snyder seems to be Teflon. I mean, the last guy they gave that name to was John Gotti, and eventually the government did get him. Dan Snyder seems to be Teflon. He's been accused of a lot of things. They've thrown everything that they could at the wall, and so far, nothing has stuck. John Gruden is the lone... He's the fall guy for all of this stuff going on in D.C.
And he's the one that was really building them up. And, I mean, they should have left him alone. But, you know, they needed a fall guy. But I'm just telling you, he needs to get his guys on K Street and start sending those congressmen letters. Because every one of them's got season tickets for free. And so just take the damn tickets away and say, guess what? You're not coming to a game unless you pay for it. How about that, big shot? And that's the way you do things. You know, I'll never forget. me and a friend of mine, we were up in a bar. Well, that's unusual for me to be in a bar. But anyway, we were in a bar, and this senator was over there. And the bartender comes over to me, and he goes, "Hey, Ed." I go, "Yeah." He says, "You see that card he's got, that gold card?" He said, "Well, that's taxpayers' money that he's using, you know, with that card." And so I looked at him. I said, "Hey, while you're spending my money down there, won't you buy us two or three rounds here?" And I made him buy us two or three rounds. And he didn't care. He wasn't spending his money. But at least I got three rounds on him, you know. And it's my money anyway, so what's the difference?
Yeah.
And... That's the way it is in D.C. They're all crooks. That's how come you can't get anything done up there. The only guy, I'm not even going to get into politics, but bottom line is they all suck.
Yeah.
And they're all crooks.
Well, the reality of it is that until they leave the Washington Commanders alone to play football, there's going to be drama in D.C., and it is affecting the coaching staff, the players, the fans, everybody. It's an interesting thing, and now we're going to move on to what we really meant to talk about in this segment, which is Baker Mayfield, and where is Baker Mayfield going to end up, Eddie?
Here's where I believe. Everybody says, "Oh, it's going to be the Panthers or the Seahawks or whatever." Here's what I think is going to happen. He's a Texas boy. I think he's going to go to the Houston Texans. Wouldn't that be an oxymoron? He'll go in there and turn them Texans around and get them winning, and that would be something else. I would love to see that, man, because he's exciting. He's a very exciting ball player.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting that Baker Mayfield has become a target because I really thought that he was the guy that Cleveland needed to get over the hump. And they clearly have decided to move on from him. And there's the argument that Odell Beckham Jr. wasn't happy there. They ran him off and he goes to LA. They win a Super Bowl. But Baker Mayfield, I feel like, is the best quarterback in Cleveland right now. That's left to be seen. He's going to go somewhere. You have on this list that that the Saints could use him, which I think would be a really good situation for him to go to the Saints. They've done it before. They've taken someone else's castaway, and they've turned it into a long-standing dynasty in the NFL with Drew Brees and getting him from San Diego.
Yeah, as you look at Drew Brees and him have the same kind of – you know what I mean? Style,
yeah,
of quarterback. And, you know, he would be good in New Orleans, believe me. New Orleans or Houston, that would be just a killer.
The other
and what I don't understand is, Jeff, how in the world is the Browns all of a sudden think they're going to be a Super Bowl contender and their front guy is a sexual predator.
Allegedly.
Well, allegedly or whatever, he's got 22. 22. You understand? 22. Not one. Not two. 22.
I live in the United States of America, Eddie, and in the United States of America, you're innocent until proven guilty. He has not been proven guilty of any of that stuff. It is a stain. It's a mark on his, on him.
Yeah, but 22?
Well, I got to be honest with you, Eddie. Until he's convicted, he is innocent. But the NFL has come out and said that they haven't decided what they're going to do about it. And the Cleveland Browns will not have any say if the NFL says, hey, we're not going to let him play. Trevor Bauer's dealing with that with the MLB right now. They're not allowing him to pitch in Los Angeles because of accusations that were leveled against him. And it doesn't matter whether or not he's found guilty of it. It doesn't matter if he's actually innocent of it. The league has decided that this guy's not going to play in our league, and there's nothing that can be done about it.
Well, I'm just saying that to me, I just have a problem with that. 22? One or two, I can understand. 22, that is a real problem.
Well, obviously, you've never done any research on the Salem witch trials, because 22 people can be convinced to tell people that women are witches. So there's no telling. I mean, really, the fact of the matter is, I believe that the guy is not a great guy. I believe it, but I don't know it, and nobody knows whether he did these things or not. Yes.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I'm no woke guy. You know that? I'm no woke guy, and I'm an ex-professional athlete. But 22 is a little bit much.
Yeah, these day and ages, though, you're able to put together a bunch of people. Just takes one, car accident lawyer to go out and start trying to put together a list of people.
Now,
and
don't be talking about my boy John Morgan. Stop that.
Well, I wasn't pointing him out exactly, but he's not really a slip and fall guy anyway. But listen,
no, he's a billion-dollar guy.
The reality of it is it remains to be seen whether or not Deshaun Watson plays in the NFL. The NFL has come out and said there's potential that they won't allow him to play, which if they don't, then he ain't playing. And the other name that's out there for Baker Mayfield is the Panthers. That would be a disaster. That's not a team that's going to be any good anytime soon. And Baker Mayfield is not going to change that.
No way.
It's not going to change that. So hopefully he goes to one of the other two teams mentioned here. The Houston Texans would be fun. New Orleans would obviously be fun. But they may have to keep him in Cleveland, because if the NFL says that Deshaun Watson can't play, Baker Mayfield's still the guy in Cleveland. They still have
the
contract.
Leaving.
Well, we'll have to see about that. Mark my words. He ain't gone yet. And until he's gone, he ain't gone. All right, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Well, Eddie, it sucks to say goodbye, but it's time to say goodbye here on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
But you know something? We got the Mouthing Off Nation out there each and every week. They're just hanging on threads, baby. They know that we're there and we're good.
Well, it's going to be exciting to find out where Baker Mayfield ends up, and the baseball season is in its infancy and it's starting to heat up, and it's going to be fun to watch there too. You know, a lot of names changed teams, big names changed teams, and the landscape is different, and it's going to be fun to see what happens this year in baseball. We're back to a full season, and we're back to fans in the stands, some places. When's Tiger going to come back and play again? What do you think, Eddie?
Boy, I hope next week. So I think he's going to come. He's going to come back more often than you think he is, because I think he wants to get one more run, and that's the way he can get it, because he knows his body is, you know, he got very lucky with the wreck. And I just think that, you know, God blessed him, and now he's got one more run, and he's going to get that one more run, and he's going to beat Jack Nicklaus. Believe me, at the end, he's going to win another one.
We'll have to see. I mean, time will tell on that one. Horrific injuries in that car accident, a lot to come back from. But it is good to see him coming back. And you know what's great about golf, too, is it's a game that can be played at a high level without necessarily having to have 100% of your strength and athletic ability. You can back off a little bit, and it actually kind of can help you in golf. So we'll see what happens with Tiger. It's going to be fun. Until his kid comes up, he's our only hope.
Hey, old Charlie's going to be just like him. And one thing about him, He looks just like him. He moves like him, and he hits like him. And so, well, you know, Earl passed it down to Tiger. Now Tiger's passing it down to Charlie. And so guess what? The golf world has got another superstar to look at. It's been fun. Got to run. Good night. Good day. Mouthing off nation. Be good. Till next week. It's Fast Eddie Mansfield and Jeff saying so long, everybody.